and welcome to Border Crossings on Voice of America. I'm Lane Healy, and today I talk to American singer-songwriter Rachel Sage, who just released her new maxi single, Revelation Ground, February 18th. Rachel is no stranger to the industry. She grew up creating music and is now the founder of her own indie music label, Empress Records. She says it's what she's meant to do.
I really think that it chose me. It wasn't so much of a conscious decision as something that has always been a part of my identity. I think I kind of came out singing and I started playing piano when I was 2.5. My parents are actually not very musical, but they adore music, and they had a piano in their living room. So that was quite thoughtful of them. And I guess they hoped that one of their daughters would take to it, and that was me. So, you know, really I've been writing and recording even on a 4-track demo recorder since I was 12 years old. And, you know, it's a short distance from being 12 to thinking about what you want to do for the rest of your life. And I think I knew right around then that I wanted to be a professional performer and a composer, and I haven't really looked back since.
Rachel draws artistic inspiration from everyone and everything around her.
As a writer and as a kind of music journalist in a way, my job is to transform emotion and, you know, intellectual reactions into something artistic and creative that's more visceral. So it's just a way that I kind of go through life, I guess. I don't really sit down and say, I'm gonna write a song. It's more like, I'm gonna live my life. I'm gonna try to be a good person. I'm gonna try to be perceptive and receptive to what's going on around me. And then hopefully, you know, I can turn something that I'm feeling into art.
Her new single, Revelation Ground, stems from our collective experience during the pandemic and offers hope to her listeners.
It's a song that's essentially about the seasonal nature of life and the seasonal nature of being a human being, and that by nature, we must have hope, because we know from experience that we get through the worst of times, that our ancestors have done the same, that we do have the capability to learn from history, to make changes in our own individual lives, in our own very small immediate circles that will resonate in a much larger way throughout society and community. So I think of it as a hopeful song. Of course, it very much acknowledges, you know, pain and the bittersweetness of individual and collective loss during these times, which of course now we're witnessing on a massive scale in Europe and the Ukraine. So I think it is timely, and I think it's hopefully a mantra for myself to be mindful of what I can do each and every day to take care of myself first, and then try to do my best to extend that positive energy to others.
This will be the first song that she's written, recorded, and produced all on her own.
In a way, recording Revelation Ground, which was actually the very first thing I recorded at all by myself without an engineer, it was kind of a demo. I didn't really think I was going to release it. I was really just experimenting, and more than anything, I was trying to just stay sane. You know, we were all struggling so much, and hope was kind of a wavering thing, and that's what that song really came out of.
There are 4 versions of the song, including a band, chamber, folk, and instrumental mix, and Rachel loves them all.
I also admittedly became very attached to each version because I was experimenting a lot, and you know, they're all my children, all of these versions. So I hope people enjoy them and that there's something for everyone.
This has been Lane Healy for Border Crossings on Voice of America. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Rachel Sage's new song, Revelation Ground, now.
In the sand. There's a soft singing boat in the grasp of my grieving. I hear groan, groan, groan. There's a time for reflection. There's a time for pain. There's a time for letting go. There's a time to let the rain fall down on the revelation ground. On the revelation ground. Scene on the movie screen, there's a message of hope. It's a season for listening through time, stethoscope. In the scene on the Instagram, there's a message of love. Revelation.